The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. Steve Elkins sitting in with me on Mondays. We're talking with Dr. Kelly Roos, and we're talking grand jury. And I want to thank the host for RBN for sitting in for me last week in a much-needed break. I had to go to God's waiting room just to say hi.
Hey, John, I've got a follow-up question with Dr. Kelly Roos there. Kelly, you mentioned confidentiality on these proceedings. I assume that there's a transcript, and that transcript is not confidential, or is it confidential and then later on released at another time? So this confidentiality thing kind of bothers me.
Well, the process and the procedure is such that if someone knew that they were being investigated, there would be some sort of, you know, compromise, and it would compromise the entire investigation and the process. So the witnesses are put under an admonition, and basically everything that is said before the grand jury and anything that was said during the interview process or the, you know, verification of facts is completely confidential, and that to break that confidentiality and compromise the integrity of the investigation, it would be a contempt of court, and it would, you know, involve some other serious issues. And sometimes people have to be subpoenaed to go before even the county grand jury, and it should be a willing thing to get in and get the, you know, get the facts before a group of your peers, if you're one of the people, and a group of your overseers or oversight, if you're a member of the state or city or county employee in any manner.
Mm-hmm. By the way, before I forget here, Steve Elkins, his program is on the network on Sundays, and these are Central Standard Time. We don't go by the Eastern Standard Time. This is Central. He's on from 1 to 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoons.
That's
and in Dr. Kelly, she is on Saturday at high noon, and I kind of like that, at high at high noon.
Mm-hmm. In the I do too, because it's a lot harder for the rats and the cockroaches to find a place to hide.
Well, they can hide under their own shadow, but they're all exposed. Yeah.
You know, Dr. Roos, the grand jury, the whole premise of the grand jury, it sounds, well, I was in the military, John, you were in the military.
Yep.
It sounds like it almost has a little bit of a military feel to it, you know, where you're the accusations and investigating of a grand jury, that you have to basically prove your innocence. It starts off, and the problem I have with keeping all this anonymous and you don't know who's accusing you is when you're talking about serious issues like this, I believe I would like to know who is accusing me of this and that, and the allegations should be forward, that I should know who's accusing me. But you say that's actually kept confidential, correct?
Correct, because it's within the government structure. This is the government watchdog function. I never got to have any fun on the criminal grand jury. I never got to accuse or indict anybody and have them taken out in belly chains or handcuffs like the city of Bell, California was done. I don't have experience yet on my federal grand juries or the state level, but I really, since we have so many counties, I really want to focus there because we just have this wonderful opportunity now that we've gotten, the huge, it's an insult to the swamp to call it that. It's really just the pit of hell from what I've seen, and it's refreshing that we can get this opportunity to make the grand juries great again, to do this great reawakening. And I've seen in the training manual, and I wish I had the experience that you had had in the education, but I do remember from my service that it was wonderful to have someone that had served the country that was loyal to that oath, loyal to God, loyal to country, because that's the kind of people that need to step forward and serve your people and do this and contact. Yeah. I'll walk you through it.
Yeah, Kelly, the only problem I'm seeing here is that this is the new rebranded patron in a country, God, country, family, but they really don't understand how things have been perverted and flipped. What I'm seeing people marching around going, I'm patriotic, I support the president and I support our troops. Wait a minute. You're supporting a guy that's still putting our troops in harm's way under unconstitutional action. I have a problem with that, but shouldn't they be lauded because they believe in God, family, and country? Which country? The one that's been stolen from them? This is not nitpicking. This is a problem what we're having, and it's on the base level of education in this country of what the heck is the difference between a democracy and a republic. And do you know the damn difference?
Hearing the word democracy makes my blood boil.
Me too.
This republic, and this is the one republic, and we are one of the people of the several states. We need to know our founding fathers' documentation, and we need to know their written instruments. We need to stand on their shoulders and continue this eternal vigilance for our posterity.
Hmm. Did you say posterior? Because mine's gone. I'm sorry, bad joke. Mark in Philly, you've been holding. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, I'm here. I appreciate the ideal of us reaching for the truth, and I ascertain that we are people of reason, men and women of reason. But there's several questions here. The people that we're dealing with are not people of reason. They are people of treason, and they are not about the truth. They're about deception. So I was trying to get something like this, supporting something like this, out of that group out of New York, and I think you remember it, John, the National Alliance. And anyway, the challenge, and I thought, man, this is a great idea. It's a principle founded on some solid principles and all this. But again, we're not dealing with people of reason on the other side. The enemy are treasonous, and they are evil. Okay, they're not about truth. They're about lies and deception. So who do we get? We get the sheriff, who's supposedly the elected authority. He's the representative authority of all the people of a county, but he's beholden to the purse strings of the county commissioners. So you've got that issue about the funding for the sheriff. But in the end, I guess what I'm boiling down to, where's the teeth? Who's going to enforce all these ideals? At the end of the day, who's going to enforce it and stay and follow what the people's will is for that county? And do it and still and be funded with, which means the cooperation of the county commissioners, right? So that's got to come together. And if it doesn't, see, I even try to enroll Sheriff Mack And he wouldn't respond. I was like, wow, this is a great idea. Maybe he's heard of this kind of thing. And
he's running, sure. He's running for public office in the United States Congress or something. Last I heard.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
I know that now, but I'm talking about this is several years ago, John.
Yeah.
This is several years ago, when he wasn't running for anything, and he had the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association, right? Yeah. And I was in support of that. That's a great idea.
You know, I like the thing is, Mark, I like your reasoning, and I like your approach to this, because I was just going to say to that, if you go to your county sheriff and go, you know what, there's some illegality, there's some real shenanigans, and I've been talking to people, and it's well known, but everybody's afraid of it. The county sheriff himself, if you went the grand jury route and there was any shenanigans going on, this is supposed to be the constitutionally elected constitutional sheriff, mind you, the only law enforcement officer in this country that is elected by the people. This is supposed to be in protection of the people. His job is to make sure that nobody gets outside the lines of the law. Okay, that's his job, but on a constitutional basis. And that's what Richard Mack was about. It's supposed to be constitutional sheriffs, and here's your power. A lot of these sheriffs didn't even understand the structure of the republic and what power they really had in their own counties. So this works hand in hand with, and I give you example of Antrim County, Michigan, 20-some years ago, where the UN came rolling into town, set up the city council, gave them their marching instructions, and, well, that was the first attempt in this country to revamp some of the laws regarding wetlands. And the people up there went, what? They went to the city council. City council's mimicking and just repeating what these people that came in from the UN to give them their new mandates on protecting land. Well, the people thought, okay, wait a minute here. We've got a problem here, because now the sheriff was going after the people that were questioning the city council. They then turned around and went and found a magistrate. This woman listened, got the evidence from these people, sat them down in her office, saw exactly what was going on, picked up the telephone and called the county sheriff and said, hey, look, bud, unless you want to be a resident in your own house, you'd better knock this off, and you better knock it off now, and which he did. But I see where you're going with this, Mark, and this is not going to be an easy thing to do. Nobody said that this is going to be the panacea or here's the magic wand, because as I see it, this is one of the last attempts that we have to return this country into a real state, a republic, and by and for the Constitution, because if we can't have that jury box, the next one's going to be the bullet box.
Yeah. I got it really revved up about this when Missouri, because I'm originally from Missouri, and I was supporting my family still back in Missouri, when the Second Amendment Preservation Act came about from Missouri, which basically was a law that said the right to bear arms shall not be infringed in the state of Missouri by outside forces called the federales and the federal agents, and if they dared violate a Missouri citizen, that they would be in serious trouble. And so I got on a campaign to call county sheriffs in Missouri. Now, here's the thing. You know, local people are afraid to even call their own county sheriff. They don't want to potentially get on the bad side of a sheriff. Now, that's how scared people are of their own sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one of the responses of one of the sheriffs in this Southern Missouri County. He says, well, when it comes down to it, I said, well, you are a constitutional sheriff, right? I said, you know, when this Obamacare comes through and they want, you know, you're going to have to enforce that. And if people don't want to pay, you're going to arrest them. Well, when it comes down to it, I'll do whatever the old county judge, I'll do what the county judge and the prosecuting attorney tell me I have to do. And so there you go. See, so is that sheriff doing the will of the people or the will of the politically connected? And that's the challenge we have here.
Well, and what you're saying right now, I can fully understand and appreciate, because our systems of government have been politicized when they should not. You know,
right,
All right.
So the sheriff doesn't even know who he works for.
Well,
they don't even know who they work for.
There is a problem there, isn't there? All right, Mark. Thank
you. I'll let it go with that. Thank you.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. One thing I wanted to go over with you was, have you heard of Hoppe Heidelberg?
Yes, you told me that story, and I think it's fabulous, and I think the listeners deserve to hear that again. And I just wanted to say that I went to a Board of Supervisors meeting and addressed the sheriff, coroner, administrator, and in some counties, marshal. The initials SCAM came to mind, but I didn't realize that then. And I said, sheriff slash coroner slash administrator, that is a per se violation of the separation of powers, as I understand it. And the Secretary of State was really interested to hear that administrator, public administrator, is a Treasury Division position.
Right. Yeah, the story about Hoppe Heidelberg, it was the federal grand jury that was impaneled to look at the evidence of the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, Hoppe Heidelberg knew something, a little bit about grand juries and the power that the grand juries have about calling witnesses, subpoenaing them if necessary. And generally, if you're notified that you're to be a witness for the grand jury, if you tell them, I really don't want to, they tell you, well, you really have to, and expect a subpoena, you will be brought in one way or the other. Now, he understood the process. He got to a point within this federal grand jury, he was getting really frustrated because they were running, the feds were running the whole show. They were running the entire grand jury. There were people on that grand jury that wanted to look into this issue or call a witness on this particular issue or subject or evidence. And the federal prosecutors looked right at him and said, no, you don't have to do that. No, we've got all the witnesses to come in and, you know, give their evidence and this, that, and the other. And Hoppe said, wait a minute. He says, I don't understand. He says, the process of the grand jury is to gather the evidence for indictment. Am I not right? And the federal prosecutor said, yes. He says, that's the whole point. We weigh the evidence, and then we officially file charges. And he said, well, that's what we're trying to do here. And they said, no, you don't understand. We're running this show. You don't get to call your own witnesses. You don't get to ask your own questions. You're here on a federal grand jury at our invitation. Well, he got to the point where he's passing out citizens' rule books before the commencement of the grand jury every day. They really didn't like that. And then there was an FBI agent, whether this FBI agent, it was never really made clear whether he was an advocate of Hoppe Heidelberg and what he was trying to do, or he was just the messenger. But this guy, this FBI agent, showed up at Hoppe's door, politely knocked on his door. Hoppe answered the door. He was going to invite him in. He goes, no, I'm not staying. He said, I just want to tell you. He said, if you keep this up, they're going to kill you. And with that, the FBI agent turned on his heels and walked away. And people do not understand. When you mentioned before the entrenched powers and the injustices that are being done and the control that we should have and the input and the oversight of what's going on and in our lives, when something that egregious comes around that you want to impanel a grand jury because there's egregious cockamamie cockroach stuff going on, and you are stalled at that point, we have lost this republic. We have lost the ability of governing under the law.
Yeah, it's frustrating and heartbreaking. Even
it's terrifying. Let me go one better. It's terrifying. Because the next thing to that is anarchy. The people are not going to have any choice here, Kelly, but for outright rebellion. And we don't want to do this. Well, I shut everybody up with that one.
No,
in time for the break.
Yeah.
John, Sovereign Man, and others will get to all your calls. Steve, don't let me intimidate you here.
No, I'm
shut
enjoying
me.
This. Is great
shut,
stuff.
Shut me up anytime. Jump right on in there. Okay, we'll take the break here. We'll be right back.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Got some pretty smart people on this network. Steve Elkin's show is on Sundays from 1 to 3 p.m., and that is Central Time. Yes, and what be the name of your show?
Off the Beaten Path, because I am off the beaten path.
Well, you are. You're in almost heaven down there in God's waiting room. And we also we have another host, Dr. Kelly, and she is on Saturdays. I like this. At 12 noon.
High noon.
I was just going, Gary Cooper.
Yep.
She's the female version of Gary Cooper on the dusty streets. Where do you live at in California?
I'm on the beautiful north shore of Lake Tahoe.
California side?
That's right.
Whew. Do you have to hold your nose some mornings when you wake up out there?
Only when MS-12 comes by and, you know, they have to pick up their trash.
Okay. You know, John, you talk about God's waiting room, Florida, God's waiting room, but Truckee is hell, isn't it, Dr. Kelly?
Well, I spent a number of years in Nevada County, and Truckee is located in Nevada County, and I lived in that little town, Floriston, at the end of the barrel of the gun of Nevada County, and then moved down the hill to Grass Valley. I call it another name, and that was just more than I could deal with. You know, I think a lot of the locusts have migrated from Texas to Grass Valley because I heard the little buzzers up in the trees.
Careful. Down here, we don't have destructive locusts in Texas. They're very patriotic. They're for the Republic. And if they were out there eating anything in California, it's because you guys deserved it. I'm just teasing. John in Rancho. I just love saying this. John in Rancho Cucamonga.
Hello.
Hello there, John.
Hi, John.
Greetings to you, Steve. And looking forward to asking you a question, Dr. Kelly. And I just want to say that the idea, the concept of a grand jury has always been a little bit confusing to me. But after I listened to you guys a little bit and did some other reading, I think the shortest description, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's pretty much a check on the criminal malfeasance that's allegedly being done by officials in government offices. Is that pretty close?
That's correct. You know, if they don't, we don't even tolerate the appearance of corruption or violation of, you know, the Brown Act or other things like that. And, you know, like I said, I haven't gotten to do the criminal part of it yet, but I really want to support the counties pulling together and getting the complaints in and or serving on your grand juries.
Okay, well, my question involves a subject that's probably, I don't know, probably not very popular and it's just not as glamorous as certainly Hoppe Heidelberg. And, you know, but there's other applications. But I personally have a lot of problems with a tax collection agency known as the California Franchise Tax Board. And I've been corresponding with them since 2005, and I have yet to get a reasonable response to any of my letters, numerous letters. I respond to just about everything that I get from them. And but I can't. I cite Supreme Court decisions. I cite other authorities. And I don't.
You get crickets.
They just march along to the next step. That's all they do. I've got liens against you know me. And I'm thinking of going to the local DA's office. But I don't think my complaint about this would be even noticed by them. You know, they probably, hey, just pay your taxes or something like that. Some stupid crap.
Are you sending those letters off certified?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good. Because I'm saying you have to have some record of it. They should actually communicate back. I'm amazed they don't.
Oh no,
that's strange.
Steve, they send a response.
But form letter.
It's
form letter,
not
right?
Much better than the response you would get when you send an email to somebody, and he's not there, and the automatic response generator for the email says he's out for 3 days and. You know, he'll be back sometime in the near future. That's the kind of response.
So it's a non-response response.
That's right.
Got it. Okay.
Well, the good news is you can communicate by facsimile, and they do have a toll-free e-fax number so that you can send them up to 35 pages quickly, relatively confidentially, with a printed report and a verification from your own home. You can serve process that way. And I would contact your local D.C. District Court of the United States and get a pro se packet and proceed in that manner, going after them in their individual and official capacities for their tyrannical behavior. And they do have the worst reputation in the world. Congratulations, FTB.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, having gone to seminars where attorneys from all over the country attend, and pretty much it's generally agreed that the California Franchise Tax Board is the rogue agency, not necessarily the IRS.
Right.
But would you please repeat that last part about the district court, the local district court?
Hang on 1 second. I don't want to jam up against this break because I already skipped one last hour. Hold on 1 second. John from Rancho Cucamonga. I was able to say it again. I'm so pleased. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
All right, we're back. John, you wanted clarification on something there?
Yeah, John. I was going to ask Dr. Kelly, she was talking about a district court, local district court. Does she mean a state superior court? Is that what she means?
Oh, no. I love Rancho Cucamonga, and I want to say that again because you're in the land flowing with honey, and I remember getting those cans of goodness. And I would think that if your particular issue involves the county auditor or controller or the clerk recorder, if you had mentioned liens, that you would have issue that the grand jury should address in your county. And if you'd like more clarification, go ahead and get my my toll-free or my voicemail number and leave your number, and I will get back in touch with you and walk you through this.
And what
and
might
I think that if, and are
what,
you in Riverside
and what
or,
what might that no. number be?
Oh, okay, that is area code 530.
Okay.
702-707.
I'm sorry, he said okay right in the middle of the last four digits. What?
7007.
7007. Okay.
All right. And then I address that. And if you're in Riverside or San Bernardino County, you can contact a local district court of the United States, and it is a federal court.
Okay.
All right. Okay, John?
All right, and I am. Yeah, okay. I'm in San Bernardino County, so that's okay. That. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate your call. Thanks. Here is an instance, and you're going to love this one, Dr. Kelly, because here's a guy that was president of the city council, and he found something was going on, and he wanted a little audit done. The story goes as follows. In Masontown, Pennsylvania, when the president of the city council learned about a theft committed by the local police and began calling for an audit of the department over seemingly corrupt and unethical actions, guess what happened? The police responded by raiding his home and stealing his property. John Staffa told the Free Thought Project that he raised his concerns about past theft within the department at the city council meeting in January, and he openly called for an audit days after the meeting. In what is now alleged to be clear act of retaliation, Staffa's home was raided by police. Staffa said he believes the invasion of his home and confiscation of his property is a blatant attempt to prevent the police department from being audited. The council president's home was searched by three officers, two from Masontown and a guy from Cumberland Township. I don't know why they brought him in, not even in the same jurisdiction. They've confiscated his son's iPad, his iPhone, CDs, DVDs, a couple of Sony memory sticks, his home computer, and three USB hard drives. And Staffa said they could have planted something for all I know. He also noted that even though the council has voted in favor of an audit, it is yet to begin. They never began the audit. We actually voted to do the audit after they raided my home. And the Free Thought Project asked Staffa why he believes he was targeted by the police, and he said this, because I was the most vocal about them. Nobody else questioned their practices. They kind of just did whatever they wanted. And I read that as everybody else was scared to even confront them about it. Here's a man that was president of the city council, brought it up, wanted an audit, and guess what? They raided his house. If this is not...
That's terrible. I mean,
I'm going to say this because from my perspective, when you have armed, PAS-catted individuals with automatic weapons busting into your home, I will use the term terrifying. Terrifying because people have died. They made a wrong move, or they went to reach for their iPhone, or they went to reach for their wallet, and they were killed right on the spot in their own homes. To me, that is terrifying.
That is. That's the most egregious, treasonous, traitorous violation of rights under color of law. The good news is there is no immunity for any public official for the violation of the constitutionally protected rights, and there is no statute of limitations for a 42 United States Code, Section 1983, and that's color of law violation, color of authority violation, or color of office or official. The good news is that once the grand jury begins its investigation of the law, peace officers, replace peace officers with all of those words that slipped out, they can look into the personnel records of the peace officer. They can look into the internal investigations files. They can request an unredacted transcript of all of the different statements between the different officials, whether they were at the office, whether they were on the scene.
Dr. Roos, I got a question. Is there a time limitation for a grand jury to wrap it up, or can they drag things out forever, kind of like what's going on here now with Robert Mueller? Do they have a certain amount of time that they have to make their case, or it kind of completes, close up the investigation?
At the county level, they're seated from June through the July 1st through the following June. At the federal level, I heard that they serve an 18-month term, and I know that at the county level, they have to have everything submitted and turned in to do their reports. L.A. County has the criminal grand jury that seats on a monthly basis, and so I would think that they would have a limited amount of time. And the counties have, you know, there's a law enforcement committee, there's the schools and libraries, there's the cities, there's the counties, there's a special district, and a couple of others. And if they don't have a full plate, some of the counties can work together, and then you'd have a group of about, you know, 8 to 16 people as your own investigators. And the good news is they don't investigate individuals at the county level. It's just the county public officials, those in offices of the public trust, you know, city council, board of supervisors, building, planning, coding, all those different plunder of the public money.
Steve, you said it earlier at the beginning of the show almost, that in order for people to have their confidence restored in their government, mm-hmm. that they should have a hand in this. And this is right in our backyard. This is what's happening right under our nose. And do you think that once people got the idea, when they see all this lawlessness going on, all the people that are breaking the law and getting their little wrists slapped, or they're put on administrative leave, and then they're brought back, maybe given a different job, but they get their big fat pension when they should have been gotten their big fat butt thrown in jail.
Right.
You know,
Well, the first thing came to mind when you told me she was going to be on the show today, the first thing that came to mind is one person, and the same person you're probably thinking about right now.
Yep.
Hillary Clinton. And how the FBI exonerated her before they even questioned her and yep. pardoned her, basically. And I do believe we need something. We need something. The citizens need something to verify that we, first of all, we still have a constitution, and we actually live by the rule of law. And I'm waiting. I hope we see it.
Fraudulent people in the FBI showing right. up at the Bundy Ranch and, right. you know, the right. FBI showing up and questioning people without a proper warrant, violating substantive and procedural due process. I mean, they can't even keep a set of fingerprints together in their files without losing them. They need to be defunded and redesigned from the top.
Done away with CIA and FBI. I think there has been enough evidence that even the generally dumb public out there, the really uninformed, they've even noticed the level of corruption.
Well, they've gone rogue, and that's what Michael Rivera said, and I have to agree 100%. These intelligence agencies have gone rogue. They're not going by the rule of law. Actually, the CIA has never gone by the rule of law. They're outside the law, and they don't have to even adhere to the rule of law. But the FBI, it's got to be dismantled. I have no faith in it any
well,
longer.
The new FBI director, he's right in there with the good old boy network.
Yeah, Christopher Wray. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait a minute here.
Well, we need to support our state militias. We need to support our Marines. You know, the MANA. I just want to give a celebration and thank you for fathers across this great nation. The Marines, the militia, the Air Force, the Navy, the Army, thank you for your service, and thank you for being a dad.
I'll let that go without comment. Because here again, there's a couple of different brands of patriotism, Dr. Kelly, that's being demonstrated in this country. One is that you support the status quo and continue to wave that red, white, and blue, no matter what we've done, no matter how many people of our own uniformed people we put in harm's way that have died or out there killing people in foreign countries, sovereign countries, that we don't even have the wherewithal to formally declare war on them, but the funeral pyre stack continues to grow. So
I cried my eyes out in 2003 as I went to the Ontario airport to fly up north to take an applied kinesiology class, and I saw these young men whose bones hadn't even finished growing yet going off to this fraud and these war criminals. I do believe they will come to justice. I do believe there is a big fat stack of indictments in the 20 or 30,000 numbers that will be rolled out and that are possibly being investigated with such integrity that we aren't even aware of it. And Congress has said to lock Hillary Babylon Clinton up now.
Yeah. But it's got to be done. I want to see Hillary Clinton marched up the gallows pole. I do believe she's committed treason against this country. Mm-hmm. And there is one punishment for both capital murder and treason, and that is punishment by death, and neither one of those has an expiration date.
That's correct.
Sovereign man, you're up next. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is that the idea or the notion of the reinstituting grand juries is a good idea, but are they de jure grand juries or are they de facto grand juries? And how do you hold the criminals accountable? You have to have the sheriff involved with the posse, i.e. the militia, to do the force end of the deal. I mean, I've been involved in the grand juries, the de jure grand juries. And
okay, Sovereign Man, let's stop right here for a moment, because Dr. Kelly, you started to address that earlier when you made mention of the fact that I've seen a lot of people, and I've witnessed this, and you have yourself. I give you Colorado some 15, 18 years ago. The good people out in Colorado, they saw what was going on. They learned that they weren't in a democracy. The republic that they were supposed to be under wasn't being followed under the constitutional rules. So they set out to elect their own governor, lieutenant governor. I mean, they elected their own state congress people and state senators, and they did the whole nine yards. And I simply ask one question. Okay, where do I send my official correspondence to the new government of Colorado? And I didn't hear anything but crickets. And I said, let me rephrase the question. Have you guys successfully unseated the de facto with the de jure? No, we haven't. And I said, so you have no power. You have no recognized state power. And they had to admit that they didn't. And that's the problem I'm having here, Sovereign Man, is that we can attack the system using their own rules, but making sure they're enforced. And I'll tell you what's going to happen at that point. What's going to happen is the people that are involved in criminality, that once they understand that the citizens have gotten to the point where they understand, we're doing bad and evil things, we're doing illegal things, but what are you going to do about it? Once they start to see the grand juries being formed within their own system, going after their own crooks, this is going to have a severe chilling effect on them. Now, do we stop there? No. I want a Republican form of government again. I want the honest rule and constitutional law reestablished in this country. So the de facto versus the de jure, I've heard the argument, I've witnessed it, I've been in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What
are you going to do about the corporation?
I take my own civil peace flag into the courtroom. I take my own red ink pens, just as the founding fathers did on when they autographed the Constitution. And here, in the hierarchy of laws that we are bound to serve and obey as civil county grand jurors, are the California Republic Constitutions of 1849 and 1879. And then next in line would be the statutes. Next in line behind that are the judicial opinions from the California Supreme Court and the Courts of Appeal. And then the lowest thing that doesn't even make the podium are the Attorney General opinions. And this is covered in our Constitution under Article 1, Section 24. And it says that one or more grand juries shall be drawn and summoned at least once a year in each county. And I'd like folks to look that up in their particular republic and or state. And let's get these unconstitutional state statutes thrown out, nullified, and void, because this is our republic.
It's the system that has turned its back and actually attacking the people that they claim to represent. And if you really want to have an outside chance of going nowhere fast, impanel the citizens' grand jury that is not recognized.
We've got great news there in the old county where I was formerly at. Moon has been elected as sheriff, and it's a woman, and so she's going to be probably getting those deputies in the body-worn cameras.
By the way, on tomorrow's program, I'm going to have Gordon Martinez on, and he's running for sheriff out there in Nevada County, out there in Las Vegas.
Clark County, and Mike School was there to do the red ink reaffirmation of oath with a notary and eight other folks. And I'm really excited about getting Nevada online in all of their counties under their good sheriffs. And thank God for Gordon Martinez.
Well, and I'll tell you something. There's a friend of mine in Michigan that was a help in his campaign and came up with a strategy to put Martinez's name out there, and people have responded. It's a race between three people. There's actually a fourth, but he's already said you should vote for other people, not me. But the other two wouldn't know a constitutional mandate from a hole in the ground. So Gordon Martinez has a good chance of being the new sheriff. There's a new sheriff in town out there in Clark County in Las Vegas. And do you think if you had a constitutional sheriff out there, you would have seen the shenanigans over the shooting last year that you saw? I don't think so. I don't think so.
No, and none of that crap would have gone down at the Bundy Ranch either.
Yeah. You know, we have an opportunity here, and I think it's becoming more and more apparent to more people that we have a lawless, out-of-control government, not just federal, but also state and also county. You know, we're seeing agencies that have power that has been granted to themselves, not by the Constitution, but because they made new rules, and we're telling you people that we have the legal authority, and they don't. And they're doing this stuff at the point of a gun, all the while saying and trying to come up with a reason why they want to take yours because. And I've said this, and I will keep repeating this until I draw my last breath. If they take the guns away from you, then you're going to have full, all-out tyranny against the people, because that is the only thing at this point in time that is stopping them from a complete and total takeover and really instituting the maximum police state in this country, is the ability for us to protect ourselves. That's the only thing at this point that's stopping it, is their fear of the people themselves armed under our own Constitution for our own protections. Wow. I never thought. Steve, did you think for a moment, Dr. Kelly, did you think for a moment that in your lifetime you'd be a part of a conversation like this?
I never did.
I think it's an answer to my prayers and dreams, and may I share the grand juror's oath with you, Penal Code 911. The following oath shall be taken by each member of the grand jury. I do solemnly swear before God, that part I added in, that I will support the Constitution of the United States and of the State of California, and all laws made pursuant to it and in conformity therewith, will diligently inquire into and true presentment make of all public offenses against the people of this state, committed or triable within this county, of which the grand jury shall have or can obtain evidence. Further, I will not disclose any evidence brought before the grand jury, nor anything which I or any other grand juror may say, nor the manner in which I or any other grand juror may have voted on any matter before the grand jury. I will keep the charge that will be given to me by the court. So help me God.
You know, most people think that it's their duty and obligation to show up for jury duty or to pay their taxes or to vote in local or national elections. And that's as far as it goes. In this country today, with what we're facing right now, we're going to need maximum effort from the educated people out there, not just the people that kind of think things are going a little bit funky, but to find out the reasons why things have gone so wrong. And they themselves, if we were to maintain this constitutional republic for one day longer, or the hope for our children and our grandchildren, this has got to be done by this generation, us, right here, right now. Because if this goes on much longer, we see socially, politically, what's going on in this country right now. I mean, when you can have an actor get on a stage at a presentation and say, F the president, and to have that entire audience clapping. You heard them, folks. Never before in my life. Imagine if that would have been Barack Obama and somebody got up and said that on a stage. We would have had riots in the streets.
Yeah.
It would have been horrendous.
You know, yeah, no. John, I think we need somebody. We need the people in law, the attorneys on the other side of the spectrum here, the ones who are tearing down the rule of law. We need those lawyers, those attorneys out there to far exceed those who are trying to tear it down to rebuild and get it back. And that's what worries me. I would have never in my life ever figured or fathomed that we would have a problem with following a rule of law. And I'm going to ask you, Dr. Roos, your prediction on Hillary Clinton, because this is on everybody's mind, because we saw the outright breaking the law, the FBI not doing their job, cutting a deal. We saw this back deal stuff going on here. What do you think is going to happen? Because this is weighing on my mind. This is weighing on most people's minds, because they realize if this woman or people like her can get away and thumb their nose at the rule of law, that I don't know. I don't know if we can get this country back.
I think that what we're going to see is either some sort of truthful, lawful grand jury. I think that we are going to see a trial by jury. I think that her choices are going to be hung, to be lethal injection, to serve a lifetime sentence at Guantanamo or Leavenworth or Sing Sing or wherever those sorts of people go. I think we are going to see substantive and procedural due process.
I hope you're
and
right.
I support that 100%.
I hope
she is
right.
Such a hideous war criminal. I would love to beat the, you know, whatever myself. But due to the innocent blood that she has shed, I do believe in our justice system and our Supreme Court, and whoever is out there, you step up to the plate and you start swinging, buddy, because right. We don't have long. We're in the overtime inning, you know.
Yeah, we are there. Well, Dr. Kelly, your program is on Saturday afternoons only for an hour. Now you can see why she needs another hour here.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, and of course, Steve Elkins, he's on Sundays from 1 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tune into his show as well.
Yep.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you, Dr. Kelly. I appreciate this very much.
Thank you so much, gentlemen and statesmen, and have a wonderful Father's Day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Steve. Hey, thanks a bunch, my friend.
You got it, buddy.
All righty. And don't forget, folks, tomorrow I'm going to have Gordon Martinez on, a hotly contested sheriff's race out there in Clark County, Nevada. We'll see you tomorrow.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.